Welcome to the Left Hand Backhand Podcast, episode 58.
That's what you get for starting it too quickly.
Pause.
Pause. It's like a seductive pause.
That was Kirby.
I'm Paul.
No, that was Kirby in Super Smash Bros. One of its celebrations is, hi.
Don't sound like Carl Anthony Towns.
Oh my gosh. That's a foul.
That's a foul. Stop hitting me right there.
I saw a 2K edit where they were like, man, they really nailed Cat's zesties.
Dude, Shane Gillis did the thing at the ESPYs with Carl Anthony Towns. Dude, barely anyone laughed. It was so funny. He's like, hi, welcome to the ESPYs. And for Carl Anthony Towns, hey. In front of everyone, I was like, that's so good.
That's so good.
Such a good joke.
Wow.
Well, episode 50 what?
58.
Oh my goodness.
Close we to are. We are 11 zero. Away from a milestone for us.
11 away from a milestone?
Yep.
69.
Kevin's favorite number.
Yeah. Mm. Nice. Would you stop eating edamame?
I realize that sounds crass, but... Yeah, I'm just sucking down some edamame. No big deal.
Pause.
We got a great show lined up for you. My Q-tip is a... More of a fact, actually. So, do you have a story time or a fact for us?
Fact.
All right, well, we're going with Roll double effect. Facts.
Facts.
And then I got a blind rank for you. Jeff's feeling real burpy.
I'm drinking zero sugar Mountain Dew, so it's really difficult not to burp.
Disgusting.
It's so good.
No, it's not. Okay, Jeff.
Ah, that hurts. The bubbles.
So my Q-tip's a fact, but it's a segment fact. Q-tip. It's a segment fact. It's a quacked.
Okay. This is what happens when we skip a week of podcasting. It's too
I
much
know, we
up
just
insanity.
Go off the rails.
I can't stop
from the get go. Okay, so over the last 100 years, there is one single name that is the most common name in America.
In America.
You have 7 questions to narrow down and make a guess.
Okay, does it start with the letter J?
No.
Okay, that narrows down. That gives me my obvious answer out of the way. It's the most common... Name for
over
a male
the last
or female.
100 years in America.
Male or female?
That's a question you can ask.
That's what I'm asking.
Male.
Male. Okay.
Actually, you can only ask yes or no questions.
Okay, is it a male?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. let's see. I'm thinking of all the top names.
I would try to narrow down the letters that it could start with first.
Okay, thanks for giving me the hint, Mr. Yes or No Questions, but now you're giving me full-on hints.
No, that's just a hint. That's just a suggestion.
Let me see. Okay, it doesn't start with a J. It is a male name.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Let's go with, does it start with the letter A?
No.
Okay. That's my third guess. Is it a first or a, is it a first name?
Yes.
Oh, I wasn't sure if we were doing last names or first names, because there's some really, really popular last names.
Sorry. No, this is a first name.
First name.
I'll give that to you for free.
By the way, your audio switched, so it's now your computer audio. It's not your mic. Sorry about the audio technical difficulties. Yeah, not a great thing. Okay. Sorry, I didn't know if it was a first or last name, but
it is a first name. Hint, it can be a last name.
Oh, it can be a last name. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you've used three guesses.
No, I've used four, I thought.
I gave you the... I didn't tell you if it was first or last name.
Okay. So first name, male name. Doesn't start with a J or an A.
Correct. Terrible guesses.
No, they're not. I was thinking John. John is one of the most popular names of all time.
Yes, but you could at least narrow down first before you just throw out one of 26 letters.
I mean, I can do this. Is it in the first half of the alphabet?
No. Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
It's in the first 13 letters of the alphabet.
I believe so.
You don't know because it's... Oh, that gives me a big hint because you don't know. Let's see. A, B, C. You're counting.
Hold on, shut up.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You're counting. It is in the first half. Okay. I saw you look down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay. I was very confident, but then I was like, wait, no. Wait, yes, no, yes. I don't know.
Okay.
Yes, no, yes, no. Had my fingers crossed.
Yes. Oh, yes, no, yes. No. Okay. Well, if it's close, I'm thinking it's close to like the L, LM range. Because J is over there, J, K, L. I'm going to say, I'm thinking it's L. Does the, I've what, guessed four things or five?
Four.
Is the name have four letters or less?
That is a very good question. More than four.
More than four? Crap. That's difficult. More than four letters. That eliminates that for me. This is the most common name.
Over the last 100 years. Since 1925.
25. Dude, I've guessed five things already?
Mm-hmm.
What am I...
And you have to make your guess. You have seven questions and then your guess.
Seven questions, and then my guess is the eighth technical, like, question.
You have seven questions to narrow it down, and then a guess.
Well.
Doesn't start with J.
I don't know. I don't know what else I should do, because I've narrowed down the first half.
Doesn't start with A. It's in the first half, but, you know, it's towards the middle.
No, because you gave it away.
More than four letters. Which I thought that was a great guess, or a great question.
More than four. What could... Dude, you... This is... Where did you even come up with this?
Found it.
Where do you even come up with a Q-tip like this?
I'm just a silly boy. I'd rather be a silly girl with a flower than
silly
a silly
rabbit.
Boy with a horse and a stick. It's called a lance. Hello.
A lance.
It's from A Knight's Tale.
I feel like...
Rip Heath Ledger, you know?
Yeah, R.I.P. I feel like this, because I was thinking Bible names, because Bible names are always really popular. So that's why I thought John, I was going to say Adam, and like James, but J's are knocked out. And L, I can't think of any L names, and that's like towards the middle that you were counting to. I can't think of any M, K, and I have two more guesses before I do my final guess.
Correct.
Is it a popular Bible name?
I don't believe so.
No?
Um,
So that would help me.
Well, it's in the Bible.
It's in the Bible, but is it a popular name in the Bible? Like, you would just know yes or no, like...
I mean...
It's not...
I'd say borderline, but no.
Okay. So it's in the Bible, but it's not super common, but that still could be anything.
Which, I think that was a great question, actually.
H-I... Maybe an I? I don't know. That's on the further end. All I can think of is Mary, but it's not a girl's name. It's a boy's name.
I didn't know Marion was a boy's name.
It ain't.
We just watched that last
Pandansky. That's great.
Like Pandansky won't no doctor neither.
Wait, hold on. No. It's really popular.
His brains are moving, guys.
Well, it's not really... I mean, I can only think of one biblical person, and that's the archangel. It's Michael. Does it start with an M?
It does.
And Michael's more than four words. Is it Michael? I'm just going to go with it. Oh, my gosh.
He did it, ladies and gentlemen.
Dude, your giveaway actually helped me way more.
That was
you having to count.
Like, I had to double check because I knew L was 12.
Yeah, the L word.
So I had to double check. You know what I mean?
Dude, it was right there. LM. It was exactly halfway. Wow. Well, cool. Okay, I knew it had to be.
That was 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Well done, Jeff.
Seventh guess. Whew, that's really good and also extremely difficult. If that was difficult, I can't imagine how the other thing is going to go.
Well, the draft is not...
The draft.
It's just... how you say it is what you call...
How you say the Victor Wembanyama.
You have to have some strategies. And have you say...
Strategy.
How you say... they're more complex. But also not complex at the same time. It's like a giveaways one versus the other. Whatever you say.
Enchanté. Enchanté, mademoiselle.
All right.
Well, I have a fact.
Hit us with it.
In honor of Happy Gilmore 2.
Ooh.
Because I watched it.
How to putt.
Uh-oh, somebody's closer. I watched the second movie last weekend. And I give it a solid 6.5 out of 10. As far as normal movies go, it's about a 7.5 on the Adam Sandler scale.
Okay.
It's solid. It does the first one justice. Obviously not funnier, but it's still got some really good stuff, really good cameos.
How was Eminem?
Fun movie. Eminem is really funny.
Good.
For his very small role, hilarious. Perfect role. Never would have called it. Awesome. The Pro is pretty good.
Love Marshall.
But, fun fact, that actually was Adam Sandler. It is number one on Netflix with 43 million views. It is the
really
first time. They did, really. Even Top Golf had like, they said if you get a gold golf ball out of the Top Golf little thing, then you have a chance to win an Odyssey hockey putter that they have.
What?
So you have to.
I got an Odyssey two ball putter.
Ooh, with the two balls on it behind it. Don't know. Bad. That is honestly would be super fun, but everyone who gets it is probably going to just auction it off.
Probably.
But the fun fact is that that movie was actually one of Adam Sandler's most successful openings of any movie he's ever had. He had 46 million views.
I want to say it's also his only sequel.
He has Grown Ups 1 and 2.
And Murder Mystery 1 and 2.
And Murder Mystery. He's got a couple.
His only sequel from...
from his original.
Like, old original Happy Madison company.
Sure, but, like, the success, 46 million views in the first 3 days, it propelled it to number 3 on Netflix's global top 10 for his original. His OG Happy Gilmore movie was number 3 because of the release of this movie. It's higher than the original Happy Gilmore on the critics' side.
Okay.
But he, yeah, it's his most successful opening weekend of any movie he's ever made.
I'm not surprised.
And he's made some really successful movies.
We will draft and Billy Madison, I mean, Happy Madison movies one day.
Yeah, and that's, there's a lot.
But it's not today.
Not
or
today.
Should we
not,
audible?
It's not this day. No.
Should we audible and do that today?
No. We're not audibling it.
All right.
Put it in the saved.
Put folder. It in the twackle.
What is that?
The twackle of all my things on my phone that I twack for the left hand back.
Oh, the tracker.
The twackle.
The twackle. I thought you were saying the craggle from the Lego.
No, the poly one a quackle.
The twackle.
Careful now.
Sorry. Whoops.
Well,
easy on that sensor button.
Let us know your thoughts on that movie. I'm excited to watch it this weekend. All right, Jeff. I got a blind rank for you. 1 through 10, as per usual on the LED.
Per usual. Okay.
We got a lot of good feedback on cartoon MILFs.
Oh, no.
So we're going to hit it with a different angle here. Pause.
The angle of the...
Well, I got my feet in funny angles.
Ooh.
And we are going to do a blind rank Pokemon Smash or Pass edition.
Dude, you're trying to get me in trouble. You're trying to get me canceled.
There's not.
If my work sees this, I might get in trouble.
There's not tricks on this list, let me
and
tell
if
you.
Oh no, dude. Everyone's gonna think I'm a furry after this. I can't avoid the allegations.
Okay. Ready?
I wish I had pictures to show.
Starting you off first with a Lapras.
Can I look up pictures? Oh no! This is.
We're going Pokemon to Smash. First up, Lapras.
Is Lapras even a girl or a boy?
She looks pretty.
Let's just say I'll just say a girl version. I'll do the purple Lapras. Dang, I mean, dude, just probably slimy. Probably
they're all gonna be girl versions.
Okay, girl virgins. Deal.
Yeah, these are all virgin Pokemons for you too.
Good.
This is your prize for being good in life.
I get 47 girl virgin Pokemon. Wow, that's just kill me right now. Okay.
All right. Where are you going with
dude?
Lapras?
That's a 7. It's just the size.
Okay.
Lapras is 8'2", 485 pounds. What am I supposed to do?
That sounds amazing.
That's amazing for who? The Lapras?
Dude,
that's
take a
crazy.
On the Lapras.
That's crazy.
Okay.
No.
All right. Next, we're gonna go Dragonair.
Dude, why are you picking? A giant
Dragonair.
Well,
yeah.
Okay. Well, honestly, that's not too bad.
Yeah. Come on.
It's basically like the snake from Kung Fu Panda. Like, I mean,
what about we?
Okay, Dragonair is 13 feet long, 36 pounds. That's it. 13 feet, but only 36 pounds.
Sounds incredible.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not bad.
All right, where are you
going?
I'm gonna say that's a
4.
It's a 4. Okay.
It's a 4. It's not bad.
All right. Do you know what else is on this list, Jeff?
I have no clue. I feel like you're gonna put like Hitmonchan or something.
Okay. Well, next we got Lickitung. Your face,
dude.
Oh.
Come on. Come on!
Again, this
you're
is get Pokemon
me,
to Smash.
You're trying to get me in trouble.
Blind rank.
That's number 2, baby.
That's 2.
That's number two.
And the way Lickitung spells its name, L-I-K-I-T-U-N-G. Come on.
T-U-N-G. Yeah. Lickitung.
Yeah, come on.
Wow. All
right.
Wow, okay.
Next, we're going to go with Jinx.
Jinx? What is that? Is that... Oh! Jinx is like Kim Kardashian Pokemon version, just like way too much work done. I was like, ooh! That's what Jinx looks like, she sounds like.
Yeah, but also those lips and then...
The Jongas?
The Jimmy Jongas?
She's 4'7", 90 pounds. She has, her ability is dry skin. What is that? What does that mean? But she evolves from Smoochum. So that's something.
Right?
She, your category is human shape. You tell me. You tell me. What do I have left?
Is sus. Her dry skin ability affects how the Pokemon interacts with water and fire type moves, as well as weather conditions.
So what do I have left? I have
1, 3, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10.
That's a 6. So I feel like there's got to be worse.
Okay. All right. Next, Ditto.
It's 1. That's 1.
Ditto's number 1?
Ditto's 1. You can't convince me.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, Ditto's 1. That's not even a question.
Okay. Whatever you say. Because
Ditto's going to change to whatever I want.
But only Gelat- change into Pokemon.
Yeah, you're okay. Right. I just want that Psyduck, you know what I mean?
What? Why?
Just kidding. I'm kidding.
Okay. All right, next you've like got Snorlax.
Did you just hear that?
What?
I just said Snorlax.
No
a second
way.
Before you...
No,
yeah,
you
dude.
Didn't.
Go, we'll go back and listen to this.
No
I said,
way.
You said Psyduck. I was like, I'm just kidding. I want Snorlax. And then you said Snorlax. And I was like, huh? It can't be true. Dude, Snorlax is 10. Get out of here.
Okay.
Snorlax is just...
right.
Snorlax is basically Devin Nyquist. Get out
okay.
of here.
Okay. All right. Next, you've got Nidoqueen.
Dude, Nidoqueen's just a freaking crazy armored rat.
No.
Ew. 9.
Take a second look.
I'm looking. This is what I got.
Yeah. Nidoqueen, come on.
She's armored.
It's going to the 9?
She's basically a rat turtle. No, that's a 9.
Okay. That's a disgust, and that's a 9.
That's disgust.
All right, you got the 3,
what was that,
5,
Thanksgiving?
Eight left. Next,
what?
you've got the 3, 5, and 8 left, and next
okay.
you've got Weepin' Bell.
Oh. Oh. I'm going to get a good look. Oh, 3? 3 is crazy? No. Weepin' Bell's a 3. I mean, think about it. She's only 14 pounds, and she likes chlorophyll, so...
Chlorophyll is crazy.
But if you had said Victory Bell, I would have gone 10.
Yeah.
There's
all
a
right.
big difference between
Okay, you've got 5 and Bell. 8 left, and you've got Mr. Mime next.
Mr. Mime? Dude, this is horrible. Mr. Mime is terrible, but he's the most human. A girl
and,
version
by
of
the
Mr.
Way,
Mime.
This is the
Mrs.
original 150.
Okay, and what numbers do I have? 8? Oh,
8 and 5. All right.
8. That's honestly not the worst. More
which,
human than Nidoqueen or
which
Snorlax.
Which leaves you in your 5 Kabutops.
Oh. Kabutops is the... No! No! No, that's horrible. That should be 9. Oh.
Oh.
With the scythe? Like, scythe? Oh.
Yeah.
Evolves from Kobuto? Oh, that's horrible.
It is horrible.
Dude.
Oh, that's so funny.
Who picked this list?
So
that's
I did.
5.
I have 5
that
extras.
Sucks.
Would you like to know what the 5 extras were?
Yes.
Chansey?
Dude. Chauncey. Chauncey's like a 4 or 3.
Horsey?
4 or 3.
Look up a picture of Horsey, let me tell you.
I know.
Gloom?
I mean, if you think about it the right way.
Gloom! Oh, this is it's already a sticky mess anyways, you know?
Stop! Gloom.
Jigglypuff. Gloom.
All right, that's one. Sorry, that's one.
And Ponyta.
Okay, that's one. Dude, what the heck? How did you have 3 1 seeds on here? That's crazy. You left off all the good ones.
And I only did the original 150.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm just sad Pikachu wasn't there. Come on.
We can't defile Pikachu like that.
You can't.
So here's the list. Thunderbolt. Ditto, Lickitung, Weepinbell, Dragonair, Kabutops, Jinx, Lapras, Mr. Mime, Nidoqueen, and Snorlax. You did pretty
That's
good.
That's a great order. Honestly, I don't think I would change a thing.
I would, Kabutops and Nidoqueen need to be flipped.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Nidoqueen?
But it's not, that's not too big.
Come on.
Still. I'm not seeing it. Too heavy, too big.
Dude. Alright, Jeff. Wow. What's your Seggy?
Woo! Okay, I'm gonna do something we've never done before. That was a... Whoever came up with that's insane.
That was me. I was gonna have that be our draft.
Well... This is going to be fun.
All right.
Because I've never done this, but this sounds like such a fun thing, and I don't know if my topics work super well. But we're going to play Can You Name? So, okay, this is called Can You Name?
Can you
the
name
goal, me? You will have 1 minute. We're going to start off with a topic.
Okay.
And we're going to go back and forth saying how many of that thing or topic we can name in 1 minute. And we're going to go back and forth until one person says, okay, prove it. Until the other person says, I don't think you can do it. Prove
it. Oh, like I can name 7 colors.
Sure. And then I'll say I can name 10 in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you'd keep going until one person's like, yeah, I don't buy it. You do it. And then you have to prove it. And we'll start a timer, and you have to go through it. So we'll start with a topic, and we'll see how far you can go.
Also, how did you not acknowledge that this is gone yet?
It's because I already acknowledged it on the phone, so I forgot that I'm already used to it in my head.
Yeah,
it's already
shaved the stash on Sunday.
It's gonzo.
Growing it back out. It's all good. It's
honestly, not bad. Nice, a nice little change-up. Refresh the skin. Wow. That looks good. Okay, so first topic, we're going to start with something easy. Vegetables.
I can name 5 vegetables.
I can name 8 vegetables.
I can name 11 vegetables.
I can name 18 vegetables.
Cap.
In 1 minute?
In 1 minute.
Okay, go ahead and find your timer and you let me know when to start.
Alright, and go.
Onion, bell pepper, celery, eggplant, mushroom's a fungus. Let's go with shallot, rhubarb, let's go down the aisle of things in carrot.
30 seconds.
It's potato count. Does it?
Sure.
Okay, potato. Jalapeno.
15.
Dang. Okay, that was a lot harder than I thought it was. why did I freeze, dude?
5.
Green onion, garlic. I got 11.
Cap.
Dang it. You got the point.
11.
Dang, dude. What other ones was I missing?
I don't know. I could only get to 11 in my head.
I was like, for sure I can get 18. That shouldn't even be hard.
Yeah.
And then immediately I did 5, and I was like, where'd all my vegetables go?
The first one is carrot to me. But, like, cucumbers technically aren't vegetables.
Yeah, cucumber. Squash? I mean, yeah, squash is.
Those don't count.
Rhubarb, yeah.
Because they grow above ground.
Yeah, they're still vegetables.
Oh, are they?
We don't call a pumpkin a fruit.
Some people do.
Yeah. Vegetables don't all grow in the
ground.
A lot of them grow out of the ground.
A fruit. Yes.
See?
What's the difference? We need to do this as a segment and just figure out what's the difference between things. What's the difference between fruits and vegetables? Fruits develop from the flower of a plant and contain seeds, acting as a vehicle for seed dispersal. Vegetables, on the other hand, encompass all other edible parts of the plant, including leaves, stems, and roots, and even some flowers. That did not help me one bit. Potatoes are vegetables, technically. And then, like, bell peppers, tomatoes, corn, and eggplant.
Oh, corn!
They're between fruit and a vegetable, so they count in both categories, apparently.
Okay, corn counts as a fruit, technically? That's crazy.
According to sciencenotes.com.
Yeah, but, like, beans don't count. They're legumes.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun. Okay. Interesting. Well, that was round number one. That was a good warm-up one, just to kind of see how it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Next topic. This is U.S. states.
In a minute?
Yeah, in a minute.
I can name 20.
Oh, I can name 25.
I can name 30.
Cap.
Okay.
You got to average one per 2 seconds. You're going to get stuck.
Start
ready,
the timer.
Set, go.
Wait, you have to count for me, okay?
Okay.
You be the counter. I'm just going to rattle them off. You count. Ready? Okay. And go. Alaska, Hawaii, Washington, Oregon, California, Montana, Idaho, Nevada, Colorado, Utah, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Kansas, North Dakota, South Dakota, Michigan, Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio. How many am I at?
40.
What did I say, 30?
Yeah, dude, you just named 40 states. You named 40 of the 50.
I still got 10 more seconds. What am I missing? I already got Massachusetts. I got New Hampshire, Vermont, Rhode Island, Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin.
Dude, 42 or 43? That's crazy. You almost named all 50 states? That was insane.
I just went.
You were just like going up and down, up and down.
I was going up and down. I know.
Yeah, you were staring at one spot. I was like, I'm in trouble. He was going right through. Like, he has a visual. I shouldn't have done this with an accountant who can visualize all this stuff.
Dude, I can do all this. I can do all the states and capitals, I think.
And the capitals?
If you give me enough time, I can do all states and capitals.
What's the capital of Maine?
Hold on. Let me think.
Ooh.
Maine is...
Maine and Kentucky.
Give me a second, because I'm blanking right now. It'll come back to me. Montpelier, Vermont.
Montpelier, which is up in Vermont. Kansas and Topeka. Minnesota is St. Paul. Dude.
What is
Maine? Tough, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, don't think you could have done it.
Of course, I'm like, oh, I can name a 50 of them. And then,
I name one thing. Like, oh.
And then I'm like,
Oh. Well, that was good. Nice job. You're up 2-0.
What is Maine? Don't tell me. Tell me. What is it?
I don't know. Oh. I thought you knew. That's why I was saying a random state. You're going to be so mad. Here it comes.
Augusta.
Augusta in Maine. Augusta National. Yeah. Wait, just kidding.
That's all right, give me another one.
Let's go to New Mexico.
That would be Albuquerque. No, Santa Fe. No, it's Albuquerque. It's Albuquerque.
Yeah.
It's Albuquerque. Dude. He's my turkey.
He's your turkey, Albuquerque.
Albuquerque, he's my turkey. Oh, he's feathered and he's fine.
Don't
he's
start
my
this.
Albuquerque turkey, and I'm awfully glad he's mine.
Oh, brother.
Shout out to little brother Bentley there.
Little brother Bentley.
All right, I'm up 2-0. What's next?
You're up 2-0. It's whoever's first of three, so you might sweep this.
All right, let's go.
Okay. Next topic on the list. NBA players.
Oh, dear. Current or former?
Any. How many can you name in a minute? First and last name. First and last
name. First and last name.
Yeah, you got to know first and last name.
I can name... We'll start out with 22.
That's such a random one.
Yep.
I can name 24.
I can name 28.
I can name 29.
I can name 32.
I can name 33.
I can name 34.
I don't know, man. 34 is a lot. Like, you know states better, but also you could go down the list of rosters. I can name 35.
I can name 37.
No. I can name 38.
Cap.
You're just waiting for me to take the bait.
You into it.
You're like, come on, 37. 38?
All right. Oh. First and last names, I will count in 3, okay. 2, 1, go.
Patty Mills, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Draymond Green, David Robinson, Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker, Dwan Blair, Draymond Green. Did I say that?
You already said Draymond.
Okay. Kevin Durant, LeBron James. Devin Booker.
Just kidding. Keep on.
I know. Devin Booker. Carl Anthony Towns. Anthony Edwards. Jalen Brunson. Jalen Green.
You're at 16.
Derek White. Jimmy Butler. Steve Kerr. Pete Maravich.
20.
Charles Barkley. Sean Bradley. Victor Wembanyama. Devin Vassell. Keldon Johnson.
Time.
How many did I get? 20? Something.
26.
Dude, I said 30. I said 38.
Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy.
You gotta rip them. You gotta rip them off. You can't.
I was trying to go through. I didn't have a good organization of how I was gonna do that. Like, I was just randomizing.
And that's why the states one worked for me, is because I could go up and down.
But this one, do you think you could have gotten it?
Yeah.
Do you think you got on 38? How would you have done it?
I would have gone the Portland Trailblazers current roster, and then I would have gone Portland Trailblazers historic roster, and that's 20 right there.
Okay.
That I would have just thought of off the top of my head. Then I would have jumped to a team like the Spurs and gone Spurs players, or I would have gone to like Team USA, you know, or the teams in the finals, the teams that just
played. I should have started with Spurs players, and then I should have started with like the NBA top 20 players of all time. And so I could have rattled off like Wilt Chamberlain, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird,
Jalen Brown. I would have done another Jalen. Or done another Brown, right? Like gone.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was trying to do, and then I was like, "Wait, I can't think of it." So I should have done like the NBA top 20.
Steve Nash, Steven Adams, you know, just like bounce.
I didn't have a good rhythm.
Didn't have a game plan.
Dude, I suck at this game. That was honestly, it's fun because it's, I like the topics, and I actually had a topic listed, and I will prove it to you.
Okay.
I had a topic listed right here.
Bonus
and it
round?
Says Pokemon.
Residence? Pokemon?
I had Pokemon, but because you did your thing, I was like, I'm not going to do it. We can't double whammy the Pokemon.
In a minute, how many Pokemon do you think you could do? We're not going to actually do the segment. Just
15.
15?
Dude, I would get stuck. I would freeze. I can do more NBA players than Pokemon.
I would just start going 1 through 50. I could get 60.
I know. You know them off the top of your head. You have been listing them as your as our podcast name every single week.
That's true.
You've already done 58 of them.
No, I started that kind of later on in the process.
Okay, well, you've still done a lot, but like, if you named them just like we just did. Nidoqueen, Nidoking, Lickitung, Ditto, Charmander, Charmeleon, Charizard.
Charmander! Yeah, I would have gone Evolution.
Wartortle.
I would have gone Bulbasaur, Ivysaur, Venusaur, Charmander, Charmeleon, Charizard, Squirtle, Wartortle, Blastoise, Caterpie, Kakuna, Butterfree, Weedle, Metapod, Beedrill, Rattata, Raticate, Mankey, Primeape, Nidoran, Nidorino, Nidoking, Nidoran, Female, Nidorina, Nidoqueen, Sparrow, Pharaoh, Pidgey, Pidgeot, Pidgeotto, Sandshrew,
this is insane.
Pikachu, Raichu, Arcanine, Growlithe, Ponyta, Rapidash, Grimer, Muk, Coughing, Weezing,
dude,
Meowth, Persian, Electabuzz, Jinx, Magmar, Scyther, Mr. Mime, Mew, Mewtwo, Articuno, Moltres, Zapdos, Dratini, Dragonair, Dragonite, yeah.
Snorlax.
Snorlax, Jigglypuff, Jigglytuff, or Wigglytuff, Chansey, Executor, Execute, yeah. I don't know, but I would have just gone like that. And
dude,
that's
only
crazy. First gen right there.
That was insane. You were just ripping them off one by one through.
One through 50.
That's crazy. Yeah. I don't know enough Pokemon off the top of my head to be able to do that. Wow. Well, okay. I guess we know who's better at. I guess we draft after I just got humiliated in these games.
Well,
but it's fun to have on the back burner. Let's keep that on the
let's
radar.
Keep it as
for
a segment.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff. This draft is a little bit of a thinker, and it's going to cause us to do a few things. It's going to cause us to build new ideas, and
two
we are
topping
drafting
pizza.
Two topping pizza toppings, no repeats. So if you take ham and pineapple. Off the board. Neither
of
us can take those to build a later pizza.
Wow, that is quite...
Which means we have to have 10 different meats, or I guess you could do not meats if you didn't want to. But this is standard, regular base cheese pizza, right? Bread, sauce, cheese, two toppings.
Okay.
That's what we're building out. So, would you like the first or the second
pick?
I'm
taking the first pick.
I have a list of meats and toppings to help us out. But
yeah,
I think this will kind of be a fun idea to build new pizza ideas.
Yeah, I've got the first pick. No question.
Jeff's got the one, and he is going.
I'm going pepperoni sausage.
You're taking sausage off the board.
Yeah.
You don't want to save it for a later day.
No.
Wow.
Pepperoni sausage is good, but it's really good on a meat lover's when there's pepperoni involved. And there's only one way to do it, and that's pepperoni sausage. Unbelievably good meat lover's pizza. Hits the spot.
Okay.
Doubled up.
Well, we're going to get creative with this because there's less meat options than there
are
veggie and other topic or other idea options. So, in my one, I'm taking it. We're going to go Canadian bacon and pineapple, which is different than ham.
Yeah. Canadian bacon. Very, very good.
It is my favorite pizza. So.
It's such a classic pizza. When it's done right and has enough sauce, it hits such a spot.
Also, shout out to hot Hawaiian pizzas, because they are so good.
I like hot honey on it.
That's really good.
Delicious.
Okay, so Canadian bacon... off the board. Pineapple, off the board. Next, I'm going to go to we're going to go with essentially one item and another sauce on it. And I'm using that sauce as my second item, and I'm going to go chicken and barbecue sauce.
Mmm, very good. It really works with a white sauce, but it's a white sauce pizza.
It does, but I'm going barbecue chicken pizza here.
Okay. Good pick.
Yeah.
Well, I want to go something classic that I know hits the spot when I'm not feeling like a heavy pizza, and that's sun-dried tomatoes and mozzarella.
Thank you so much for taking that.
I love sun-dried tomatoes because it's tasty, and then you add the mozz to it, like the actual like Neapolitan mozzarella. That is such a good pizza. Oh,
I don't know.
I could eat that right now.
Mozzarella. 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 Mozzarella.
Oh, and then the next one I'm doing, very classic. Emily's parents actually order this all the time, and I love it. When I want, we'll do it half the pizza this way a lot of times to kind of just appease some people. And that is mushroom and onion.
Okay.
Without any meats, a mushroom and onion pizza, really good.
I'm so glad you took those things because I was never going to.
That's fine. I mean, they're really good. Mushrooms are classic on pizza, and then the onion.
I put it on my list of toppings just to kind of, you know, have stuff to be creative with. But
yeah.
Yeah.
You have asparagus as an option? Who are you?
I thought about that.
French fries?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah, Where have you seen pizza?
We're
creating new pizzas here.
I'm creating a pizza.
I'm creating a new pizza here.
Hey, a meat first.
Get out of my kitchen.
Hey, linguine.
Hey, go f*** yourself.
You haven't muted, censored yourself in a long time because your mic has had issues.
It's not working.
Oh, well, right. I like my pick so far.
I'm glad because I would never take them, and I knew you would. So that's
you fun. Would.
And I'm gonna go with pulled pork. Actually, no, we're gonna go bacon and broccoli. We're going to try it, Jeff.
Who's this for? Who's going to eat this pizza?
This is for me.
It's the BB pizza? The bacon broccoli pizza?
Roasted broccoli? Freaking so good. Plus bacon? Come on.
Okay, you can try so hard to be different. All right. Bacon broccoli. Oh,
I'm just trying.
That's what I think.
And then we're going to go next with a little spicy pizza. And we're going to go Italian sausage and jalapenos.
Mmm. Good pick. That's a very spicy meatball sandwich.
Jalapenos.
Jalapenos. I'm glad you didn't take what I wanted because what I think is a classic pizza... fantastic is some prosciutto and some olive.
Yep, that is
olive's very good, but the prosciutto just hits a spot, that light meat.
So if you didn't take the first pick, because naturally you get to choose, I would have gone pepperoni and olive as my first pick, just to get pepperoni off the board because it's the 101. And I love a pepperoni and olive pizza. So good. Shout out to
very, very good. Yeah. Classic.
Yeah.
That's very good. Prosciutto and olives.
Okay. And for your final pick.
And for my final pick, you know, and I think you got to give me some credit here on my creativity because I'm going to go a little wild here. A little buck wild, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go roasted garlic.
Mm-hmm.
Like actual big pieces of roasted garlic that's all
cloves.
Like...
cloves.
Yeah, the garlic cloves.
Garlic clothes.
Garlic cloth hangers. Cloth pins. And Mothman. So, garlic cloves. And you wouldn't guess it, but it goes really well on pizza. Basil.
That was such a letdown for the build up there.
I know. It's because it's just class. The garlic cloves are the really good thing. If you want a really garlicky pizza and then you get the basil, pairs really well with it, and then the cheese, just really, really good. I'm not an idiot going for arugula or Brussels sprouts.
I low-key think Brussels sprouts could be decent on a pizza.
Low-key, I think you already have broccoli on your pizza. You're going to have the stinkiest farts in the land. You have cheese, broccoli. Cheese and broccoli together? You've got sulfur farts.
Jeff, have you never had a broccoli cheddar soup?
Yeah, and you know what happens? I have to avoid all human contact for the next 3 hours because I stink like a freaking nasty...
Just
because
sphincter doesn't mean that I do.
It's not the sphincter, it's the fiber. You want to throw that dairy and fiber all together in one little soup in your stomach? Ooh! Good luck.
All right, well, I'm going to go...
That's crazy.
I'm going to go with...
Avocado and french fries.
I'm going to go with ham and green peppers.
Okay, that's good. Very, very good.
Because that actually sounds... I would eat... That sounds like
pretty
fresh.
Though pulled pork would go so well, I just don't see it on a common pizza.
I thought about putting brisket and making like a barbecue brisket
pizza. That'd be good.
Pizza.
Mod Pizza's got it. Mod Pizza's got some really fun things.
Brisket and french fries on a pizza? Tell me you wouldn't
throw some avocado on there and
tell me you wouldn't
try that. That's a California burrito pizza.
Oh, sushi?
Sushi?
Last night was the worst night of my entire life, bar none.
Hey, remember how you think Monsters University is better than Monsters, Inc.? Remember that?
Dude, I love
Monsters. Remember how insane you are for that take?
Monsters, Inc. just, like, causes me anxiety the entire movie, even as a kid.
Kitty! Ugh.
Mike Wazowski.
Did you know they wrote an entirely different... They had a Monsters, Inc. 2 that they fully wrote, and then they scrapped it for Monsters University, but I read the entire thing of the actual storyboard that they were going to make. Dude, I'm so sad they went in a different direction. They had so much they were going to do with it. Like, so much potential. That mad party potential. This place was going to be ill.
Jeff, your list. Pepperoni and sausage, sun-dried tomatoes and mozzarella, mushroom and onion, prosciutto and olives, roasted garlic and basil. That's your team.
Dude, what a great list.
And mine.
I've only got two meats on there.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy, actually.
That's awesome. You got one, two, three, four, five meats.
Yes, because I have five pizzas. Chicken and barbecue sauce, bacon and broccoli, which I'm going to try that one day. I'm going to make roasted veggies in the oven. I'm going to bake them. Then get high off of delicious broccoli. And then eat it with the pizza, bacon. Italian sausage and jalapenos. Sounds nice and spicy. And then ham and green peppers. Ham and green peppers is kind of an interesting combo, but I'd try it. They're both a little sweet.
You have some good options on there. Just some outrageous ones I would not be excited to try.
Just one.
Yeah.
I mean, I would never eat mushroom and onion.
You wouldn't eat mushrooms and onion on anything.
Here's the thing. I like mushrooms and onion cooked in stuff. I just don't like to eat them plain because they take over.
They're cooked on a pizza. What do you mean? They're all baked and cooked down.
No, like I like a mushroom or an onion in like a pasta or a soup or a sauce or something
so
like that.
So disguised. Like, in a disguise. You don't like them.
No, I like the flavor.
They're not enough for you.
Yeah, they're
not enough for you. You're compensating for the other vegetables that we should have listed.
They can wrap up their ego in a burrito and throw it out the door. That's what I've always said that, and I always will.
You've never said that, and you never will again.
Wrap your ego in a burrito and get it out of here.
You write that on the list of things no one's ever said, but you can claim you say it.
Wait, no, it's a...
Wrap your ego in a burrito and leave it at the door.
Wrap your ego in a burrito and flush it down the toilet.
And shove it up your butt.
Yeah. They do it with scoregami every year in the NFL. They're like, this is a new scoregami. As in, like, this has never been
the score has never happened before.
Right. One of my fantasy football podcasts do that with sentences.
A sentence that's never been said.
They say, this sentence has never been said by anyone in the history of the world. Nobody has ever talked about Britney Spears and Ndamukong Suh. Like...
Yeah, it's true. Think about it. How many unique sentences you say.
Yeah.
Some of them you think someone's actually said this before.
Right.
But like, some of them, like there's saying, no way anyone's ever put those things together.
Like me saying Canadian bacon and pineapple is the best pizza. People have said that before.
Yeah. But if someone said Ben Stiller has licked a treasure chest filled with bacon and egg and cheese sandwiches, no one's ever said that.
Or if anybody said Happy Gilmore is probably one of the top six Pokemon trainers in the world. Nobody said that sentence before.
Nope, no one said it. That's unique.
That's unique New York.
Unique New York. Unique New York. Almost.
You almost got it twice.
I was close. Well, that was fun.
That was fun.
Good pizza topics. It made me want pizza.
Me too, man. Let's go make a pizza. Let's go make a baby.
Let's go. Oh. Pause.
With Lickitung.
Dude, I'm still thinking about it. That picture. Lickitung's tongue is longer than his whole body. Her also, whole body. That's why I did
Weeping Bell instead of Victory Bell.
Yeah, no, Weeping Bell was way better.
Low-key that better. Hole.
Victory Bell's got that teeth. No Venus flytrap teeth.
So Victory Bell bites down on James in the Pokemon series all the time. She tries to eat him.
For good reason.
Yeah. Well,
that was good.
Thanks for listening to the Left Hand Backhand Podcast.
What a crazy episode.
Sorry we missed last week. Jeff didn't want to hang out with me. He wanted to hang out with Devin instead.
Or my
Actually,
baby.
No, the Mosses were out here in Colorado, so it was fun.
Good.
My sister and her four boys came out to visit, so share with your sister. Share with your grandma. Do something nice for someone. And Jeff, final word. After
final
these
word.
Messages.
No, don't do it. No buts about it.
Wah.
Wah.
Wah. Wah.
Wah. Okay.
Dude, I'm still goated with Diddy Kong in Super Smash Bros.
It's pretty good with the peanut shooter.
And the little like forward flip.
Oh, that's so annoying that you could spam that.
So funny. Devin hates it.
Dude,
shout out
but
to
then
Devin.
Having Donkey Kong just grab and throw you off the cliff and then go and hit you down.
Dude, I love Conky Dong.
Devin doing that was so annoying. That was just fat Waluigi.
With his A down.
Or Wario. It was fat Wario just like... in his car. He just run into you with his car.
You just have the worst farts.
Dude, so gross. And you guys were like, stop farting on me. And you'd pick me up and throw me off the edge. It was a battle between you two to see who could get the kill from me first. So I was just like fighting both of you running away.
No,
and you guys
and I
like,
were always
come here,
trying
Jeff.
To fight Devin.
We were, but then you could also, Devin was mad because he didn't want you to take the kill from me. Like
that's
my
true.
My death. But then I was Mr. Game & Watch and you were like hating it. And I would get
no,
on a roll.
It was not Game & Watch that you were.
I had the Ice Climbers and Mr. Game & Watch.
You had Ice Climbers, Game & Watch, and then one other one that was randomly good.
It was the ones with the three, they did the little flowers and stuff they would throw. Or
Olimar?
Olimar.
No, that's who I started getting good with, was Olimar. You were good
I thought
with
you had.
Watch.
I thought you had, I'm Ness!
I was good with Lucas.
Ness, being able to, his little ability to get back up was the hardest to control, but it was the most effective. Getting you back off onto the ledge.
Alright, Jeff, final word. Get us out under an hour.
Final word before we hit, 50 seconds, look at us. Final word. This week is going to be real busy, and I was super, super, like, bogged down at work, but I got a picture from Emily of our little Kennedy, and she just did a little face in the picture, in the video, and I was like, this is what it's about. This is what all the podcasting and all the fun other stuff, it's for this little munchkin.
We are raising money
We're raising money.
Take care of this munchkin.
This little munchkin who is growing and smiling and laughing. So you know what? Go hug your kids. Go look them in the eyes. Enjoy your time. Because they're not going to be this little forever.
Lefty's out.